Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, once in a while, a TV show comes along which captures the imagination of millions around the world. The TV adaptation of Normal People was one of them. Well, we are about to be treated to another TV series from a Sally Rooney novel. This time, it's Conversations with Friends, which will go out on RTÉ1 Wednesday, the 18th of May. And the story is basically about two Dublin college students, Frances and Bobby, and the strange, unexpected connection that they forge with a married couple called Melissa and Nick. Cork actress Alison Oliver plays Frances, and I am delighted to say she is on the line now. Afternoon, Alison.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am in flying form, and yourself?
I'm great, yeah, so lovely to chat to you.
Oh, lovely to chat to you, and congratulations on everything. I believe you were at the premiere in London last night. How did it go?
Yeah, it was really, really lovely. We got to see the first two episodes screened, and it was just really lovely to watch it amongst people and kind of on the big screen and everything. So,
okay. Yeah, had you seen it before watching it on the big screen?
Yeah. I'd seen all of it now. They were brilliant at kind of keeping us up to date with once the episodes were locked, we were able to see them. And so I've seen all of it now. And but I think seeing it on a screen is kind of, yeah, quite exciting.
Quite exciting. I mean, you just think about how fast life moves. I actually watched them. I got a little sneak preview this morning. I am obsessed already. And one moment, there you are in Dublin being given a book, a Sally Rooney novel, Conversations with Friends, from a mate of yours during the lockdown. And all of a sudden, next thing, you're on a Zoom with Sally herself, who's given you advice because you got the main part in the TV adaptation. I mean, that is, for any actor, insanely overwhelming, I'd imagine.
I mean, it was mad. The whole thing, I just was totally stunned when it all was kind of happening. I think I was such a big fan of Sally's. I'd read Normal People first and then I read Conversations with Friends, and I just think, she just has such an incredible way of writing. Mm. And her characters really stay with you, I think. They're amazing. And so I think, auditioning for that and kind of imagining yourself inside of it is one thing that's so exciting. But when it actually does go your way, and as you say, then you get to, speak to Sally herself. It's surreal and such a privilege. So, yeah, it's been pretty mad.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're from Cork. What was your route into acting?
So I grew up in Cork, and when I was younger and stuff, I would have done a lot of drama classes and things like that. And I guess that's where I really kind of found my thing. I was always kind of doing it after school and loved it so much. And I guess I just kind of kept doing it. And so when it kind of came to the end of school and I was filling out a CAO and all that, I was I think I'll just, maybe do the acting thing because I think that just felt like, I guess, my thing and where, what I really loved. And so, so I auditioned for the Lear, and I went there and absolutely loved going there.
I mean, the Lear Academy, it is producing some of Ireland's most vibrant talent at the moment. How long did you do there? How long is the course?
So the degree is actually 3 years,
okay.
But I did a foundation course as well. So I spent 4 years there in total. It's just such a brilliantly designed course, I think, the way it's structured. All of the kind of modules inform each other. And I think all of the tutors are just so, so brilliant. And it's only 10 years old. Still a relatively very new, college. But they just, it's so brilliant. And they take in quite a small amount of students. So you really kind of get, I guess, that kind of, time with them and attention and stuff. So,
and I think because it is relatively new, there's a vibrancy. I mean, 10 years is relatively new. So there's there seems to be a fizz or a vibrancy about it. I mean, that's where Paul Mescal went. I should also say, is it Aina Hardwick? That's your boyfriend who appeared in Normal People. Did Aina go there as well?
He did, okay. Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a funny one. There's kind of, I think, I remember hearing something like in Normal People, I think there might have been like 12 or 13 people from the Lear that were in Normal People. And in Conversations, I think there's about 5 of us.
Wow.
So
wow.
It's kind of mad to see that, you know, but
so
it's great.
You first auditioned for the show in July 2020, and it was a standard thing, was it? You sent in the couple of tapes?
Yeah. I auditioned through kind of self-tapes.
Okay.
And then eventually an in-person audition.
Okay. And so when did you find out you got the part?
I found out, I think it was like October maybe, and I was just kind of finishing up college and kind of going, oh my God, what am I going to do now? And, you know, and so it was kind of like, you know, it's one of those things that you're like, God, the best thing ever now would be if I got a call and I said I got the job, and you know, and then it just kind of happened. And so it was like the best thing that could have happened, really.
And I mean, is it like now it's going to be released in Ireland, in the UK, then it goes to the States, like the enormity of Normal People. What is that like now? Is there a pressure that comes with that? Like your life is about to change forever.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, taking on, I think doing something like that, like, of course there's a pressure because, you know, you're taking on a role that's from such a beloved book and, you know, so many people, yeah, love those stories. And so I guess you just want to do it the most justice that you can. But I think once you start it and you really kind of immerse yourself in the world of, like, the story and the characters and like, you know, working with Lenny Abramson, the director, like he's incredible. And
yeah, you're in the most incredible hands. Well, listen, I have to say you are brilliant in it. The chemistry with all of you, it's a very intimate watch, the chemistry between you all. It's a small enough cast as well again. It's amazing. I think it is going to blow people out of the water again. And we are going to watch you take off from here. Alison Oliver, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. All the best.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.